It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Closing out our night here tonight at Virgin Hotels, and I'm here joined by Cole Bennett from Lyrical Lemonade. How are you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing, man?
I'm very well. This is our first time meeting. Everybody who we've had on the show tonight, I'm meeting for the first time, but Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Never met before.
Off mic, probe asking if we have met. We have not. But, I mean, kind of the way things work in 2016 is, like, you see people's stuff online, so you're just like, okay, well, we haven't met face-to-face yet, but, like, I know who that dude is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, right on, man. Thank you for coming up. Thanks for
Thank you for having me. It's really cool. I like this really cool setup.
Yeah, Virgin Hotel has been an incredible venue to work with here. So, Lyrical Lemonade, all the cool work you're doing, same question we start out with everybody, like, how did this start for you? How did you get your start in the creative industries?
It started off, to begin with, I was just shooting music videos, just for fun in high school. And, I was using my mom's camera, and then, you know, I would work with some local guys from Chicago, and I realized that I just really had a passion for it beyond just the videos, and that I really, you know, just wanted to be more involved with the Chicago music scene. And so I was like, why not start a blog? And this was in 2013.
Okay.
So start up Lyrical Lemonade, and then started throwing some shows, started getting some traffic on the website, kept up with the videos, and yeah.
At what point do you think people started really becoming aware of Lyrical Lemonade? Because I feel like it's a brand that I have really seen at least over the last year, but I got some gray in my beard. I'm an old man. You know what I mean? Like, people might have been on it before. I mean, like, when did you really start noticing that people were really responding to it?
Probably the combination of, so I have shows, and then on top of that, we also have merchandise.
Right.
When I started having shows and, like, seeing shows sold out at venues I never thought could sell out, and then when we started releasing clothes, and, like, I would see, like, different states, different, like, countries, I was like, okay, this is getting serious. So I think it was just through that, and then just interaction on the internet, just seeing people getting involved and wanting to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, and I think especially on the live side, like the shows, it's like, it's one thing to put your work up online and maybe see a response from that, but it's a different kind of thing when you're in a real world space and you actually see that people are aware of what you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels totally different.
Absolutely. Yeah, to build off you just saying that, like, so I had a show in 2014, my first show at the Music Garage, which is like a 90-person, like, they have this room where you could throw shows.
Yeah.
And it was a free show, and, like, a lot of people came out, and, like, that was crazy to me, like, people I'd never even seen before. And then I was like, you know, one day, like, it would be crazy if I could sell out Reggie's Rock Club. Like, that would be a dream. And then, like, 5 months later, I sold out Reggie's Rock Club. And I was like, now if I sold out the Metro, that would be incredible. A year later, you know, sold out the Metro. And just, you know, the shows really seeing people come out and recognizing who you are and just, like, appreciating and supporting, you know, your movement is just, it's really incredible. So, yeah, the shows, it's a great way to, you know, see that involvement with people, you know,
and gets to, like, connect with them face to face.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Lyrical Lemonade, and we were just talking with the guys from Prime Fortune, but, like, you know, let's ask the same question. Like, now there is so many portals online. There's so many people covering Chicago. Like, what do you see as the differentiation with Lyrical Lemonade? What sets you guys apart?
That's a good question. What I always say when I'm asked this question, I feel like, what I try to do with Lyrical Lemonade is I try to make sure that there's as much involvement with, you know, the people who support, like, the fans or whatever you want to refer to them as. And so I just started this campaign, Lyrical Lemonade University, where I reach out to students across the country and I send them exclusive news and merchandise and stickers just to, you know, keep them in tune and kind of spread awareness at their schools and just different stuff like that, just trying to make it so we're all like a family, so that way we can grow together. And I think that that's, like, the cool thing about Lyrical Lemonade. It's, like, kind of like a team, and, like, whoever really wants to be a part of it can be a part of it, and we, like, really let anyone be involved.
Well, and you're building that community, man, and that is so important. It's like, and I go to all these South by conferences and all these kind of things, and it's like, you hear over and over again how important it is to have that community and involve your audience. And there's a lot of like grown marketers who like have to hear that, mm-hmm. but it sounds like you guys really started like tapping into that very, very organically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have Lyrical Lemonade, which is really covering like Chicago music and culture. Is it solely Chicago or?
So the idea with Lyrical Lemonade, I think that one of the most important things to having a business and trying to, have growth and expand, I think you need to take over a certain region before you start to expand. So
right.
The goal with Lyrical Lemonade was, slogan is Chicago now, global soon. So the idea is kind of just, get Chicago behind us. And then following this, we kind of plan to take it to like a national global level. Some steps we're doing with that. I have some shows planned in different states. And then also, like, this is something that I haven't really talked about. We actually have the Lyrical Lemonade magazine coming out.
So it's going to be like a print, physical...
Printed, published magazine. We're releasing the cover next month. And I'm really excited about that. It's going to be a seasonally published magazine that we have. And so that's going to be, Chicago emphasized and focused, but there's also going to be tastes from flavors all over the country, and we plan to, with the growth of that, kind of expand as well with
build
shows.
Up and out. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I love, it's so wild to me that, like, because I see this with different creatives who, like, they're like, oh, I'm gonna publish a magazine. It's like, I love that for your generation magazines have kind of become this like novelty mm-hmm. kind of like luxury item.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, like I grew up in the 90s and magazines were right. like I just had a stack of fucking Rolling Stones and Spin. And yeah. So it's wild that like now like magazine is kind of this like, oh man, like we should have a magazine,
right.
But that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that the site is obviously like a big component of what you do, but also you're really well known for your video work as well. Kind of talk about, what you do as a director, as a filmmaker, what your tone is, because your videos have a very distinctive look to them.
As far as the videos, like, I love making videos because for me, it's like, it's my job and it's like playing a video game. Like, it's like editing videos is like playing a video game. Like growing up, like I would, if I liked a video game, I'd play that video game a lot. And like,
right.
It's like, it's awesome when it's your job and it's like, I'm being so productive by just editing all these videos and stuff. So, I love shooting videos. I really love editing videos. And, my like staple in the music video scene, I would say, is just kind of like, taking the creativity aspect of things to a different level. The first video that really got big was the famous Dex Hit 'Em With It video that mm-hmm. I did, and I'd been making videos for like 2 years prior to that. But once I did that, it was like he was hot in the city. I collaborated with him. And he was from, like, the South Side. He had, the South Side's attention and everything. And what we brought with that video was, like, at that point, like, animation's very all over the place. Now I was just getting into it. It wasn't that greatly animated, but I put animation in that. And it was, like, a flavor and, like, a fun taste of, like, the drill scene of Chicago had never seen, along with Dex's energy. It just worked out perfectly. And now it has, like, 7 million views, so.
And that's wild. And I did notice there is a lot of, like, animation and illustration in your videos, a lot of white. And the other thing that I noticed about the videos is that they're all very high energy.
Mm-hmm.
They're all very frenetic. There's like movement all the time. The camera's always moving. Like whoever is rapping, your subject's always moving. Like there's a lot of movement, I feel like, in those. Yeah.
That's what I think. That's what's in right now. Just like fun, energy,
right.
Just like, I don't know. It's just appealing to the eye, if you feel like so.
So you've got Lyrical Lemonade, you got the videos. Are you doing artist management as well, or am I
am.
Mistaken with Warhol?
I manage an artist named Warhol. He's catching buzz in the city. He also has a fan base in LA. We just got him signed to a booking agency that has talents and a roster of like Lil Yachty, Lil Uzi Vert, Young Thug, Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
So that was a really big deal, and we're getting book shows across the country, and it's really cool to grow with him and to also play that role as well, along with everything else I do, because it helps me learn about the music business as a whole, and we just get to grow together and have fun, because before, you know, it's artist management, it's just two friends, you know, so we see eye to eye and we could tell each other, like, you know, this isn't going to work, you know, or
right.
This is going to be big, you know, it's a really cool relationship we have.
Well, and it's great you're able to, like, have that professional component to it, because it's like, being an artist manager is hard. It's mm-hmm. like, you have to not only be their friend, but also kind of be the exactly. voice of reason.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like...
Which artists never want to hear.
We had a show in L.A. last week, and, you know, we're still working on, you know, stage presence and everything, because that's obviously a big thing with, you know, artistry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily a fan of, you know, just the energy that we had performing, and it's just like, you know, after the show, it's like, oh, man, like, you know, next time we got to do rehearsals, and we got to apply different, you know, different things to enhance that. And it's just like, you know, it's fine. It's like, you know what, you're right. Like, it's a great idea. And I don't know. There's just little things like that that you just got to be straight up about.
Yeah.
And,
so you're doing a lot. Mm-hmm. Website, videos, artist management, events, you know. And, like, when you're young, like, you have the energy to do all those things, mm-hmm. which is awesome. But, like, I guess what's kind of the larger picture? Like, where do you see this entire operation going, whether it is under the Lyrical Lemonade banner or anything else you're doing? Like, what's kind of the next wave or the end goal of, like, having all these different avenues for your work?
That's the best part about it, is that there's no real huge goal I have. I have a couple ideas in mind of what I would like to do eventually. Like, I would eventually maybe like to be a record label, or maybe, you know, turn Lyrical Lemonade into a music festival.
Right.
So I think that there's multiple avenues. Like you said, there's so many different avenues that we could take, and I think it's fun just organically growing all those right now and just kind of seeing where things take us. I think having a plan and a set goal and a direction you want to head in can only slow you down. It can also help you sometimes, but I think that if things are going well and you have an open mind and you're open to whatever and you're open to new things and new directions, I feel like that can benefit you. So, you know, I know that this is what I want to do. I know that if for some reason, you know, God forbid that this isn't what I end up doing, that I know that this will lead me into whatever I do end up doing.
Yeah. Well, it's a hell of a foundation, uh-huh. either way.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to get involved with anything you're doing, whether it's getting a video done, getting featured on the website, doing an event with you, whatever it is, like, how can they reach out? Are you looking for more artists? Are you looking for new projects? Like,
mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm always looking for people to grow with, absolutely, artists to work with, things of that sort. Always keep my eyes peeled and my ears open. But we have a full team on Lyrical Lemonade, a bunch of writers who really play a big role as well. My buddy Elliot, he's the head of the writing department at Lyrical Lemonade, so he kind of oversees all of that, and they take submissions and they kind of seek out new talent. So it's good to have that connection with, you know, my peers and the people I work with, because they can fill voids and pick up things where I don't necessarily have time for at this point in time.
Yeah. We got a question on the live stream on Facebook here from Bridget A. Sloan Serrano, who says, who else on the crew has an eye for video and editing? Props to you, dude.
That's one thing that is completely in my hands. I shoot and edit every video you see on my channel. Any video that has a Lyrical Lemonade carton was shot, edited, directed.
Has the little flicker.
Yeah, that's all me. I don't ever plan to add on to the team, just because, I don't know, I just feel like this is kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like my craft and it's what I like doing, and I don't really see that being a team. I think that it's cool to kind of have it as an exclusive thing, you know, where it's like, if you get a video, like a Cole Bennett video or a Lyrical Lemonade video or however you want to call it, I want it to be like, you know, like it's something special, you know?
It's you.
Exactly.
It's not being outsourced.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if we have too many people on a team, I feel like it kind of takes away from, you know, the I don't know, just how special that could be to whoever I'm working with. And I don't know, I just like keeping it in-house to myself in regards to music videos.
Yeah. As we're winding down, we always kind of close with this. Like, for anybody who, especially because you are, like, you're a younger guy, mm-hmm. and it's like, but you've been able to, I think, cover a lot of ground at a younger age. I don't mean that, again, dismissively. I hope I never sound dismissive when I say that. But it's like, you know, you're not like hitting this at 40.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody who, you know, might be in high school or might be like in college right now, and they're like, okay, man, like, I guess you kind of can make it at this age. Like, what advice would you give for anybody who wants to get started, whether it's video, whether it's events, it's blogging, it's like just building their own brand?
The biggest thing that I see with people who, you know, want something and have ideas is that they never go the extra mile to go and pursue it to actually make it happen. So I think just really having, you know, a urge to get things done and really going the extra mile to take care of those things, I feel like that will really do it for you, because I feel like everyone seems to have great ideas, but no one wants to have sleepless nights and write out all the paperwork and go
all the unglamorous stuff, all the emails.
Exactly.
I was, even we had the team from Brown Girls here just, you know, half an hour ago at the start of this, and they were talking about the editing process. And it's like, everybody wants to make a cool web series. Everybody wants to do all these cool things. And then it's like, sometimes it's sitting at home on Friday at your MacBook, just like with Final Cut or GarageBand open.
Exactly.
And it's boring as fuck.
You need to realize that it doesn't happen overnight. Like,
yeah.
You know, where I'm at now and where Lyrical Lemonade is at right now is a blessing. It's a dream come true. I never thought that it would get to this point, but I'm just, you know, I know why it's at this point, because I think back and I know everything that it took to get here. So I think that if you really have a motive and you want to do it, just keep to it and know that it could happen, but it's not going to be easy, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely, man. Same invite that we've had to everybody else tonight. Like, let's continue this conversation next year as new projects happen, as you got more things going on, man. I'm glad we got to start this show tonight.
Absolutely,
Cole Bennett from Lyrical Lemonade, man. Thank you for coming up.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man.
Sweet.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.